Well, we are gearing up for the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and we've invited Cass Newell over to talk with us today. Man, we're gearing up and getting ready to go, aren't we?
Yeah, we are getting ready to go, about a week away from the start of the show, and we are certainly looking forward to it, especially, you know, coming off of last year. We're really excited to have a full show this year and just excited to see all the families from Oklahoma.
Let's talk a little bit about how many entries we're going to have this year. Is it looking like we're going to have more than last year, about the same?
Yeah, the entries are up again. So we're really excited about that. It continues to grow every year, and it's across all species that entries are up. So we're looking forward to the biggest year yet.
So what are we looking at as far as people are moving in? We mentioned that folks are moving in today, but what are some of the entry numbers for each breeds and different species so far?
There are over 21,000 entries, and across all species, like from last year compared to this year, our hogs are up like 1,000 head. They continually go up about that many every year, which is very impressive, obviously, just continues to grow. Our doe goats are up about 200 head. So they're really just up across the board. I don't have those specific numbers in front of me, but yeah, it's going to be bigger than ever. I know whenever we were working on stalling last week, our stalling ratios were bigger than ever, but that's a great thing. And we're just excited to have these exhibitors involved in this program.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the new ways that you guys are, you know, it's been a crazy year with us all trying to figure out different ways to communicate without actually being together. But OYE has come up with an app and some really awesome ways to communicate to exhibitors.
Yes. So we developed our app a couple of years ago, but with all these changes with COVID and everything, we've been able to really utilize that. But we've also, we've worked with Tyler Powell, and he is so gracious to work with us. And he has helped us develop many things over the years. You know, it started as a self-check-in where we checked in through the line. And this year, we're evolving that to another step. And so exhibitors will actually be able to scan a QR code on their back tag from their phone. So we won't have a check-in line. So we won't have the same people using computers, all of those things, you know, just another step to keep us all safe throughout the show. But whenever those exhibitors scan that QR code, it will automatically populate their information. So they'll only have to enter things like their show weight or birth date or things like that. The rest of it, like their name and division and club, all those things will automatically generate on there. So we're really looking forward to that. I think it'll help us with accuracy, and I think it'll just be very exhibitor friendly. So we're certainly grateful to work with Tyler Powell.
Well, and it sounds like that's also going to be a time saver too.
Yes, it will be. And honestly, from like a setup perspective as well, we won't have to, you know, all go out here and set up all these tables and do all of that. So I think it'll be a very good change, and one that we'll, you know, continue to stick with for the future. I'm sure with anything that's new, there will be some kinks to work out of it, but you know, we're always ready for those challenges.
Well, as we're inching closer and of course about to kick things off, what should exhibitors kind of be doing right now to prepare for the big show?
You know, over the next week or so, we'll probably put out a move-in video, as well as some more information on how to do this check-in process. So I'd say the main thing would be to stay up to date on all of our social media accounts, as well as our app. If they haven't downloaded the OYE app yet, certainly download that, because we push all information out over that app. And there's even a way to make that species specific. So, you know, if you don't want to get all the hog updates, you can only get those cattle updates. So that's the best way to stay informed. But, you know, keep working hard, all of you exhibitors, and we look forward to seeing you here in a week or two.
So I know that we've talked about COVID, and we're so excited to be able to have this show in full this year. But what are some of the extra precautions that everybody's going to need to do to just make sure that everybody stays safe?
Yeah. So we're asking all people, you know, to wear a mask at the show rings. And none of us really love to wear those, right? But in order for us to have a show, it's important for all of us to follow those guidelines. If we can all work together on this, we can have a great show. Other things like signing the COVID waiver, turning those in, and then just, you know, practicing social distancing where you can, just kind of the general rules of thumb. Our arenas will be Every other row will be marked off at 50% capacity in here. So we'll have a little more spacing that way. So if we just all work together for it, I think it'll be a great event. And we're certainly looking forward to it, even with all these new restrictions and everything. I think it'll be a great event regardless.
Cass, is there going to be any restrictions on how many people, like spectators, can be around? Like if you want to bring grandma and aunts and uncles and cousins and everybody, or kind of what's the rule of thumb on that?
Yeah. You know, we're not technically open to the general public is kind of how we word it. But, you know, the livestock families, we're certainly open to having them here with us. You know, everyone needs to be cognizant of, you know, their health and, you know, their own well-being, but we certainly know how important it is to many of the families and grandparents to come and watch these exhibitors. Some of them, it may be their last time. So we're certainly not going to regulate that in any means. You know, the main regulation will be on the number of people in an arena at any one time. So.
Well, so what are some things that you're most excited about as we get underway?
I'm just excited, you know, to have the show and to see all of these exhibitors. Last year was a really rough year for all of us, obviously. And I'm ready to bounce back from that and just get back in the swing of things and hopefully provide a little bit of normal for these exhibitors. You know, this school year has been nothing. It hasn't been normal at all for any of them. And so I think, you know, having these livestock projects provides those exhibitors some sort of normal in their lives. And I think that's really important right now.
Well, I'm excited to get underway. We appreciate you taking time to visit with us. I know you're busy.
Yeah, we're going to keep moving in here today and we'll be ready for everyone here in a week. So we're looking forward to it.